Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here with each and every one of you today. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. I've got my special guest with me today. I always like to do the program with a friend, and it's Martita Stanton. Welcome to the program, Martita.
Thank you, Kevin. Hi,
throwing
everybody.
You in right away.
Yeah.
You
know, hi,
get
everybody.
You right in there. So, you know, we just wanted to welcome each and one of you, each and every one of you, to the program, and just say thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen to
us,
two crazy people that love Jesus. Right?
That's right.
You know, I mean, I'm crazy in a good way. I'm not speaking anything negative or bad over my life because we talk about the power of words all the time. But
so
I am
instead
crazy,
of crazy
for Jesus.
Wild for Jesus.
Wild for Jesus. I like it. I like it. So let's be wild for Jesus today. You know, Martita, we always like to bring a topic to the program, and we like to just kind of bounce around all the different ways the word would talk about that idea. And I like to give that privilege to the co-host. So what is your idea today?
Today is, like, oh my gosh.
I felt like it's more of an idea, you know, than a topic. But, you know,
I agree.
Both.
It's something that
it's kind of both.
Something that I really love. Okay, let me before I give the title, let me share this. Okay.
Okay.
So when my kids were little, or my grandkids were little, or any child that I walk with, you know, we will take walks, we'll go to the park, we go to different places, and automatically I always grab their hand.
Right.
That is, you know, I know they're there. I can keep them safe. They're walking with me. If there is danger, I mean, I can pull them up. I can pick them up. I can push them behind me. It's a connection, okay? And the kids feel safe all
right,
the time.
Right.
So if they were afraid to do something, I will grab their hand and say, we got this. And I will walk with them, and they will actually do it because they feel safe.
Sure.
Now, my husband and I are going to be 40 years married next month. And we hold hands since we started, you know, dating.
Right.
And I always grab his hand. He grabs mine. When we walk, I feel safe. I feel like we're one.
Sure.
You know, we feel that connection. And I know that if something comes that is dangerous, automatically he squeezes my hand. He pulls me. He moves me around just like I do with my kids.
Sure.
All right. I don't like it if, you know, sometimes he'll let go of my hand and kind of move forward to run to the door to open it for me and anybody else that's walking in. I'd rather walk with him all the way to the door because I just want that connection.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. And then we walk in. Or in the restaurant, you know how sometimes you don't fit and you have to go one behind the other
right.
one? I still grab his hand and I always push him forward because I want him to lead, but I need that connection.
Sure.
I want the same thing with the Lord.
There you go.
I want my life to be walking hand in hand with the Lord. And so the Lord, I've been praying about it and talking to him about it. And he wants that.
For sure.
As much as I do. I don't want to walk in front of him and lead the way and miss what he's doing. I don't want to walk behind him too far out that I can't grab his hand. I want to walk next to him, be connected, feel his love, his security. I want it all.
Wow.
I want his presence with me every second of my life.
Yeah, I mean, I love that idea. So what is the actual topic then?
Walking hand in hand with the Lord.
Ooh, I like that. You know, it takes me straight to Genesis, you know, and Chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, it says this: Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden. You know, and I that's the first thing
yes.
that I thought of when you were saying walking and in the cool of the day. And they, but see, they hid from the Lord among the trees in the garden, but the Lord called to them, "Where are you?" You see, The Lord walked with Adam and Eve in the garden just for the fellowship.
Yes.
And when sin entered into the equation, God immediately knew that was broken.
Yes.
He immediately knew that something had changed. And it was lost. Adam sinned, and it separated him from God. And the good news is that Jesus brought us back.
Amen for that.
And he's given us redemption. He's given us forgiveness. And, you know, our sin is not able to separate us from God anymore.
That's right.
If we'll believe on Jesus. But the idea that God wants us to walk hand in hand with him, I want to talk more about this. I think this is really a powerful thing that a lot of people are missing. I think a lot of people are missing this, that maybe listening today or in the near future they're listening to. This is vital to having a relationship with God. God wants you to be so close to him that you are walking hand in hand with him.
What I like is when he, you know, when I read this verse in Genesis, it blew me away that the Lord visited them every day just to hang out with them. Not to say, do this, do that, da 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 da. He just wanted to be with them. And when it was lost, he gave up his son.
Sure.
To go through torture.
Yeah.
So we can have that back.
Sure.
He wants that back. Sometimes people think, oh, God is way up there and I'm down here and he can't hear me. He doesn't want anything to do with me. No, he wants to.
Yes.
He wants to have fellowship. He wants to love on you. He wants to be one with you. That's amazing.
Sure. It is. I think the Beatles actually knew God's heart towards us when they wrote that song, you know?
Go ahead and sing it.
I want to hold your hand. Yeah. You know?
But it's true. I love that. The way I love to hold my kid's hand is the way I love to hold my husband's hand.
Right.
It's the same way with the Lord.
Absolutely.
It's the same. You know, I was going to say this later, but I got to share.
It's a connection.
Yes, it is. It's being one.
Sure.
You know.
What were you going to say that you were going to say later?
Okay, so I've had many surgeries in my life, you know.
Right, right.
And one particular one, I remember, because my husband always holds my hand. When I have my three children, he held my hand through the whole time. I needed that. It was my security. It was where I was pulling from, okay? Because we are one. So this particular surgery, they take me in, and you know how they give you that shot to calm you down, which I don't need it, but they give it to you anyway.
Right.
So you're kind of in the twilight zone, and they put me in the bed to take me away to the surgery, and as soon as I came out of the room, Jeff grabbed my hand, and I smile, and I relax, and they pushed me all the way to the surgery, and then when they went to put me in the surgery bed itself, the hand had to let go.
Right.
And then I had the surgery. After surgery, everything is fine. I wake up. When I'm wide awake, I looked at Jeff. I said, oh, my gosh, I am so grateful that they let you hold my hand all the way to the surgery room. He goes, they've never done that before.
Right.
But they let you do it today. And I said, I feel so much peace and security. And I'm so grateful. And look, Jeff looked at me with a puzzled look in his eyes. And he goes, I didn't hold your hand. And I'm like, yes, you did. I could still feel the way you grabbed it and you walked with me. And he goes, no, Martita, there was nobody there. It was just the guy that was pushing the bed and I stayed in the room.
Wow.
And I was in awe.
Sure.
That the Lord knew. That's how I felt safe and secure. And he held my hand. It was a physical touch. I felt it.
Right.
It wasn't imagination. It was something real.
Yeah.
To know that the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, wants that close fellowship and relationship with me.
Sure.
With you. The one you're listening. He wants that with you.
Yeah. He wants a one-on-one personal relationship.
Yes.
And you know, the word that really kind of triggers for me when I think about that and talk about that is unity.
Yes.
God wants to be in unity with us. He doesn't want us separated from him. He doesn't want us to have a different mindset than him. He wants us to be the same. He wants us to be so close that we're holding hands. And I think that that's what the enemy really drove the wedge between us with sin. In the garden when Adam and Eve sinned, unity was broken, and yeah. God couldn't hold our hands anymore, because a holy God holding the hand of somebody who's sinful, you know, they would die.
Yes.
And we see examples of that in Scripture, you know, with, you know, the ark was being moved and the presence of the Lord came on it. What was it, Uzzah, wasn't it? That tried to steady the ark with the presence of the Lord on it and touch it with his hand.
And he died.
And he died.
Instantly.
Yes. So he tried to hold God's hand when he wasn't.
And even able though he meant good, because yes. He was trying to protect the ark.
Yeah, he was trying to do the right thing.
But he wasn't able.
You see, God is a holy God.
Yes.
And if we want to hold his hand, if we want to be in unity with a holy God, we have to be holy.
That's right.
And guess what? You know, through sin, we've all been corrupted. We are not holy by nature.
That's right.
We have a sin nature and all of that. But we have been made holy
through the
blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Come on, let's talk about this for a minute, because this is important. You see, the Bible tells us that he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be the righteousness of God in him. There's a trade that has taken place through Christ giving his life as a ransom, as a payment for our sin, and he has given us his holiness so that we can hold hands with God again. You see, we couldn't hold our hand to God's hand in our sinful state.
That's
right. Had to be remade. We had to be born again. We had to be renewed.
We had to be cleansed.
We had to be cleansed.
Forgiven.
And here's the secret, though, is that, you know, the enemy tries to get us to look at our sin, and then our sin causes us to move away from God. It doesn't cause God to move away from us. He's paid the price.
That's right.
Jesus paid the price, and he's openly ready to hold your hand anytime. He's like, please come hold my hand, just like you mm-hmm. with your husband. You know, I want to hold your hand so bad. Just get over here and hold my hand. And I've given everything so that you could hold my hand, but you're looking at your sin.
That's right.
And you don't want to hold my hand because you feel guilty. You have condemnation and you feel bad. So what we have to remember is that our sin, if we don't know how to properly get rid of it through the blood of Jesus, will actually separate us from God.
That's right.
It'll pull us away from him, and we won't hold his hand because we think we aren't worthy to hold his hand when Jesus paid a huge price to make us worthy, so in spite of ourselves.
Yeah, so the first thing we have to do is accept the gift of the Lord. Remember, you have to accept him as your Savior, repent from your sin, and receive his forgiveness. Now, from then on, you're forever forgiven. But let's be real. We make mistakes. We sin through our lives.
All the time, every day.
That's right. So let me give you an example. So if I have an argument with my husband, there's a kind of a wall that comes between us. And that doesn't mean we don't love each other. We're still married. We want to be together. But there's awkwardness sometimes and issues. And we need to come to each other and say, look, I'm really sorry for what I did. The other person needs to forgive. A lot of times we both have to ask for forgiveness. We never got separated, but there's awkwardness. There's brokenness in there. Once we deal with that, then the unity comes back flowing.
Right, right.
When we sin, a lot of times we walk away from the Lord because we're ashamed. We feel guilty. There's condemnation.
Shame's huge.
Now, the Lord never leaves us, but we need to come and go, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And repent from our sin. Okay. So that's the first thing. We need to come and admit, I did wrong. Lord, I repent.
Yeah.
Which means.
And then turn from it.
Exactly. Repentance means to express sincere regret or remorse about one's wrongdoing or sin and turning around.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I want to continue doing this. You purposely want to turn around. Then ask for that forgiveness from the Lord.
Yeah.
Receive God's forgiveness. That is so important. Because a lot of times they say, I don't even deserve it. Yeah, you don't deserve it, but it's given. Receive
right.
it.
It's the way it is if you will accept that and appropriate your sin through the gift of grace.
That's right.
You can be free from it.
Yeah, so receive that forgiveness. Forgive yourself.
Ooh, come on. That's a big one.
And, okay, it's a big one. And a lot of times that's the harder part to receive, mm-hmm. you know, to forgive myself.
I can forgive you all day long.
Yes.
But I don't forgive myself well.
But guess
I'll
what?
I'll beat myself up.
If you do that, you're putting yourself over God.
I know. It's and pride.
Yes.
It is.
So we need to humble ourselves.
Yeah. And let ourselves off the hook.
That's right. Love ourselves enough and receive that forgiveness from ourselves and then move on.
Yeah.
We need to let go. We need to break and say, I break this in Jesus' name. This is not part of my life anymore. That was my past. That is not my future. This is not who I am anymore.
Yeah. You see, the Lord wants to walk with us, Martita, hand in hand.
Yes,
I believe
he does.
That. I loved your story and everything that you've said. In Isaiah 41:13 says this, "For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." You know, for two people to walk hand in hand, first thing you have to have is you got to be friends.
That's right.
I don't walk up to a perfect stranger and say,
and just grab
let's them. Hold hands and grab their hand and just begin to walk around with them.
Yeah.
They would be like, get away from me, weirdo. Who are you?
They would call the police.
They would call the cops. They'd think I'm going to steal their wallet or mug them or something.
Yes.
Right? So you've got to be friends.
Yes.
So are you friends with God in
That's
your
right.
life? Because if you want to hold his hand, he wants friendship. He wants you to know him to know you, and there to be an intimacy and a relationship there. You've got to spend time together.
That's right. To get to know somebody,
yeah.
you have to spend time together.
And that's where you build trust and respect
yes.
in those moments. It's a powerful thing when you think about it, you know. But also, for two people to walk hand in hand, you need to be in agreement.
That's right.
It's like, I want to hold your hand, you want to hold my hand. Have you ever tried to hold somebody's hand who didn't want you to hold their hand?
Oh, that you going to the left and they're going to the right?
Yeah,
and
I'm walking this way, you're walking that way.
Or that you run into each other and you tripped each other because you're trying to overtake each other.
Sure.
So it takes trust. It takes unity. It takes agreement. Okay? And to get to know that person, like you said, you have to spend time with that person, but it has to be quality time.
Sure.
Because I can sit next to you all day long and not say two words or share.
Right.
And not get to know you.
Right.
You know, I can be on my phone.
To do that. You have the purpose.
Yeah. How many people sit next to each other and they're both on their phone and they don't even acknowledge each other?
Airplanes, buses, elevators.
That's right.
I'm that guy, though. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to everybody.
You have no strangers in your life.
I'm going to get to know you, whether you like it
or not.
I've had people look at me and I've watched them just sigh after a minute and they're just like, and then they just start talking to me. They're like, he's not going to stop. I may as well engage with a conversation with this guy. So
the Lord wants that. So the way to spend time with the Lord is to read his word,
mm-hmm.
meditate on it,
yeah,
talk to him, and listen.
And I think that's how we really make sure that when we are holding God's hand, we don't go in an opposite direction that he would go.
That's right.
Because really, God's wanting you to hold his hand because, like you said earlier, for that safety, for that direction, he wants to pull you out of the way of things in life that are going to be disruptive for you or harmful for you. He wants to lead you, but many times we want to go our own way.
Mm-hmm.
Another song. You can go your own way. I don't know why it's all music
yeah,
today.
That's okay.
But, you know, we can go our own way, and then we're going to have to let God's hand go because God's going to go his direction. His plan for your life is always there, and he's waiting for you to grab his hand and find the plan of God for your life. But you can go your own way. You can take and let go of God's hand and go and do your own thing. But, you know, but God's always ready to hold your hand. If you'll come back, and he'll bring you back.
That's
he'll
right.
Restore you.
Well, John 15:5. I am the vine; you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yeah.
But see this: if you remain in me, it's our choice.
Right. It is. We have free will. You know, God will allow you to walk away from him.
That's right.
He doesn't want you to.
No, he wants to walk right there.
He will hold your hand until you literally yank your hand out of his hand.
Mm-hmm.
But he will hold on as long as you'll let him.
And he says, nobody can
take you out of my hand.
That's right.
The enemy can't get you. You have to be tricked into letting God's hand go.
That's right.
When you go with the enemy.
That's how much we mean to him. That he
That's really good.
Holds on to your hand. And the only way is if you let go.
Right.
If you don't let go, he will never let
go.
That's
the enemy's play.
Yes.
To get you to let go of God's hand.
To separate
through
you.
Through sin, through
temptation,
pride, through lust, through any number of temptations. You know,
mm-hmm.
you will let go of God's hand and you'll wander off. That's where, you know, you see God coming after you.
Wow.
Like
this
that
just,
sheep. Yeah.
That just came up to me. It doesn't have to be sin. It could be being too busy for God.
Correct.
Oh, no, I have to serve him, and I got to do this, 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 and this. And you're not even listening to what the Lord wants you to do.
Right. You're doing what you think God wants you to do.
Or I'm trying to earn his love.
Right.
Or the position by serving instead of going, Lord, I just want to hold on to you. You lead the way. I'm your kid. Let's go.
I love that. So what are we trying to say out there, guys? We're trying to say, grab God's hand. Walk with him every day in every way that you can. Don't run off and do your own thing. Walk with the Lord. Let him lead you and direct you and guide you, and all will go well for you. You know, it's a powerful thing.
Yes.
To
yes.
hold the hand of God in your life.
Yes.
And I can see times in my life where I've held his hand. I can see times in my life when I haven't. And I want to come back, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Let's take a quick break. And then let's look at the idea of us, you know, holding God's hand in our life, and then other times we're not holding his hand, all right? So we'll see you guys in just a minute. Let's hear from our sponsors.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming back. We know, he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Attention young adults, on August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting, and you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at rlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, thanks to all our sponsors. Martita, today we've been talking about walking hand in hand with the Lord. I think this is an amazing idea, an amazing analogy of what our relationship with God should be, could be, what God wants it to be. He wants to hold our hand. He doesn't want us to let go. And I'm looking at scriptures like in Psalms. You've got chapter 16, verse 8 says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me.
You know, by faith, I'm going to reach out and grab his hand.
Yeah.
He is right there. How bad do you want it? Because I want it really bad. I want my relationship with him and my walk with him to be real.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? It's just, I want it to be as physical as it is with my husband holding his hand. I want the same with the Lord.
Absolutely.
And he wants that.
Sure.
And I want it. And I'm going to take it by faith. I'm
God
taking it.
God is looking to have an intimate relationship with you.
Yes.
You're listening to this today.
Yes.
That's the relationship he wants.
Yes.
You know, I think so many times we kind of put a sexual connotation on that, but it's not.
No.
It's not like that. It's love. It's intimacy. It's so holy and so pure that the world can't even bring justice to what it really is. So, you know, look at Psalms 16, verse 11. He says, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Amen. I mean, says it. The word says it.
Right.
Then take a hold of it. It is so amazing. So let's close with this. I'm going to pray over you the word of God. This comes from Colossians 3, 12 through 16. Since God chose you to be holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with a tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body, you're called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts.
Amen. I love that. So, hey guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. Go hold God's hand today.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.